The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed in the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Rising Through It with Dr. Danny. Our show provides a fun and innovative look at natural alternatives to conventional medicine, but also helps you to take a better look at the healthcare system and more specifically, your healthcare. Now, here is your host, Dr. Danielle McDuff.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of Rising Through It. I'm Dr. Danny. I want to thank you for joining us on this journey as we navigate through the choices in natural healthcare and work to educate you with truths about your body and health. Did you know that it's estimated 50 million Americans are affected by one or more autoimmune diseases? This has kind of become an epidemic in our country where we have so many chronic diseases and they are labeled autoimmune because there is something in the immune system that's began to malfunction and the body is kind of attacking itself, or so it seems. What actually is happening with an autoimmune disease is that there is dysfunction in the immune system. And this occurs when the immune system is overworked and is, in a sense, it has become confused. It begins to view things that are normally not dangerous to us as dangerous and begins to attack our own body. And this can happen for a number of reasons. It can happen because we are overly toxic and the immune system is chronically overworked. When we are in a situation where our body is too acidic, we have obtained heavy metal toxicity, we have an ongoing infection like yeast infections that cause our immune system to constantly be on defense. It becomes overworked, it gets tired. And we then, the body begins to manifest symptoms that indicate that the immune system is really wearing itself out. And so under these circumstances, the immune system hasn't had the time to rest and recharge. So I want you to think of your immune system as being the guard dog outside of the tower to the body's full defenses. And these immune cells stand out there and they do this hard work. And they're not meant to do this on a constant basis. They're meant to be activated when there is a threat and then stop working and recharge and kind of hit the reset button for themselves and recuperate so that there is plenty of energy and tools there for the body to go back and defend itself again the next time that there is a threat to the body. And when we see autoimmune disorders come into play, it happens after long periods of the body being on defense all the time. Often, issues with the adrenal glands are classified as autoimmune. Autoimmune diseases can affect really any type of area in the body. They include syndromes like Addison's disease, which is a chronic function or malfunction rather of the outer layer of the adrenal glands. And this is often diagnosed along with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, both of which are also considered autoimmune disorders. Things like celiacs and Crohn's disease, which affect the digestive system. Bowel's disease and MS. And Bowel's is a variant of MS, But both of those, and those affect the nervous system and our motor function. Endometriosis, which affects the uterus lining and the reproductive system, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, psoriasis, all of these are classified as autoimmune disorders for a couple of reasons. Number one, we don't really have any scientific understanding of what causes them in the medical community. Our Western medicine really looks at the symptoms, and it doesn't necessarily go in and go, okay, what's really causing this? It's just considered to be autoimmune. The body's immune system is not functioning right, and so we're getting these specific symptoms. Lupus, Raynaud's disease, Sjogren's, these are all considered to be autoimmune. Things like vitiligo, Graves' disease, and Hashimoto's disease, which affect the thyroid gland. And interestingly enough, you'll often have the Graves' disease prior to Hashimoto's disease. And the reason that that happens is because with Graves' disease, we have an overactivity of the thyroid. When your adrenals are under attack or under functioning, the thyroid gland will take over to try and pick up the slack. And this will cause thyroid hormones to be overly produced. And over time, this causes the thyroid gland to become fatigued. It gets tired. There's kind of a pattern going on here where things get overworked and they become tired and they begin to dysfunction. At that point, the thyroid gland will then underproduce hormones and we go into what's called Hashimoto's disease or hypothyroidism, underactive thyroid. And both of those affect the thyroid kind of in progression. First, we're overproducing hormones and the thyroid may swell and the body is trying to compensate for underproduction of other hormones by different glands that are underfunctioning. And then we go into dysfunction or lower function of those particular glands. This happens with the adrenals as well. Your adrenals may overproduce certain hormones in response to stressors and then later become very fatigued, which can lead to Addison's disease. Type 1 diabetes is also considered an autoimmune issue because the pancreas is just not functioning properly and the body is not maintaining healthy insulin levels or able to control those insulin levels. And then, of course, there's HIV or AIDS, which is probably the most well-known autoimmune disorder out there. It's gotten the most press and really the most attention by our community. And this is, in my opinion, probably one of the most sensationalized of the autoimmune disorders. And we rarely hear of people actually dying from HIV or really any of these other autoimmune disorders. What we hear are they die of complications. Diabetes is, again, one of those things where you don't hear people dying of diabetes. They die of complications of diabetes, neuropathy, loss of limb. And we've taken on this idea that if we really can't explain how it's happening, then it's just autoimmune. We used to call this idiopathic, which meant no explanation. You just have pain. It's idiopathic pain. And now we have this whole host of diseases that are classified as autoimmune. And we spend time really looking at these as a disease rather than looking at the underlying cause. So I want to take a minute and just look at each one of these and explain a little bit about how these different groups affecting different areas of the body actually work. With things like ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease and celiac disease, we're looking at an ongoing chronic disruption of digestion. And many times the underlying causes of these have far more to do with what we are are putting into our body and what we are not putting into our body than they do with any real dysfunction of the body. What we find with these particular kinds of diseases is that if we identify any underlying infection, things like yeast infections or maybe a bacterial infection that's been missed, or even food allergies. Food allergies are associated with almost every autoimmune disease, and yet they are the one thing that's missed in treatment. So identifying what the underlying causes are of these diseases, particularly when it comes to the digestion, because digestion is where we start accumulating toxicity if we're not able to eliminate that fast enough. It often gets reabsorbed through the colon and back into the bloodstream and into the body and begins to overwhelm us. We're not able to get rid of it fast enough. As well as where we absorb nutrients. And the body, if it is unable to absorb and utilize nutrients, we become deficient. And so by identifying these particular areas, we can then go in and eliminate the cause. All right. Later on in the show, I'm going to share with you the top five ways to beat autoimmune diseases. But I want to talk a little bit more about these issues with the food allergies and eliminating things, especially in the gut. Because more often than not, when I see someone in my office who has any indications of this or has been diagnosed by a medical doctor with an autoimmune disease, just taking away the underlying factors, just getting rid of the food allergies, for example, creates this domino effect of healing and just feeling better in general that is overwhelming to many of the people who've been experiencing this. I have one patient that I've been working with for just over a couple of months, and she was diagnosed with multiple autoimmune disorders and told, sorry, you know, this is the best that we can do for you. And just basically told that for the rest of her life, she was going to be in excruciating pain that was debilitating and also kept her from spending time with family and just enjoying life. She really had no quality of life. And just after the first visit of eliminating the food allergies, when she came back a month later, her husband in tow, she told me how she had a lot more energy. Her outlook was much better. Her mood was better. She didn't feel nearly as depressed. Her pain level had decreased dramatically. And her husband said, you know, she helped me carry in a large cabinet. This is something that I wouldn't even ask her to do, you know, 3 months ago. And she offered and did it without a problem. And so there's a lot of improvement that we see just by eliminating the underlying causes and finding out what those are. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll discuss indications of autoimmune dysfunction and some of the popular medical treatments. But I want to send a shout out to my fans listening to the show and following me on Facebook and Twitter. You can subscribe to the podcast of the show on iTunes and Stitcher. Just search Rising Through It and click subscribe. Make sure you share the show and rate it too. And you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook at Phoenix Dr. Danny. Tell me what you would like to hear here on the show. And don't go away. We'll be right back with Rising Through It.
Real Life Solutions. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you become a member yet? Sign up now to become a member of Voice America. It's always free and easy. Plus, you get to take advantage of some great member benefits. Get unlimited access to millions of hours of on-demand content across all of our channels. Keep track of your favorite episodes, shows, and hosts in your own customizable library. Find out what shows you might be interested in based on your favorites. Plus, you get insider access with our newsletter. Membership gives you more. Sign up at voiceamerica.com and click register at the top right.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
The latest business information is made simple with the Voice America Business Network. The professionals in the business world bring you live talk radio shows featuring an array of business topics, strategies for building wealth, sales and marketing, stock trading, investing, and business technology. Voice America business hosts are professionals in their fields and bring to the airwaves weekly business discussions that offer up-to-date information, advice, and education. The Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business talk.
Have you become a member yet? Sign up now to become a member of Voice America. It's always free and easy. Plus, you get to take advantage of some great member benefits. Get unlimited access to millions of hours of on-demand content across all of our channels. Keep track of your favorite episodes, shows, and hosts in your own customizable library. Find out what shows you might be interested in based on your favorites. Plus, you get insider access with our newsletter. Membership gives you more. Sign up at voiceamerica.com and click register at the top right.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Rising Through It with Dr. Danielle McDuff. To reach the program today, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drdanny at phoenixhouseohio.com. That's drdanni at phoenixhouseohio.com. Now, back to Rising Through It. Here's Dr. Danny.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Rising Through It. And this week, we are demystifying the mystery of autoimmune disorders and dysfunction. And before the break, we were talking about some things that are considered autoimmune disease. And, you know, many of these we don't really realize that they are autoimmune diseases. Things like lupus and type 1 diabetes, endometriosis, celiac and Crohn's disease, as well as ulcerative colitis, and Graves' disease, and Hashimoto disease. And then, of course, there are those that are kind of the obvious ones, rheumatoid arthritis, HIV, and AIDS. All of those fall under that category of what used to be called idiopathic or of unknown cause. And now they're classified as autoimmune. The body seems to be attacking itself for no reason. And one of the things that we talked about prior to the break was this idea of getting to the underlying cause. In the medical community right now, identifying what causes an autoimmune disease is sometimes off of the radar, and we have to go to maybe a functional medicine doctor or a naturopath or a homeopath, someone who takes the time to look for the underlying cause of these issues. Many times we find that there are latent underlying causes that have not been identified by the medical community. Things like overgrowth of yeast or candida albicans, food allergies, underlying infection, just general fatigue of the body. We've been bombarded by these different attackers on the body, whether it be inflammation, chronic acidosis in the body, where the body's pH is too far into the acidic range, and the body then becomes inflamed and it tries to fight that off and is automatically on defense. And we just kind of wear out our immune system where it becomes confused and it begins to attack things that are not necessarily detrimental to us. And the symptoms are very wide. And they're not necessarily the same for every dysfunction, but many of them overlap. And they're not something that's always consistent. Sometimes they come and go. And these symptoms can also differ in intensity from time to time. Inflammation is probably one of the most across-the-board indications of autoimmune dysfunction or syndromes that are classified as autoimmune. Also, unexplained aches and pains. I'm just achy all the time. I didn't have a fall. I don't really understand why I have this. They're just there. Chronic digestive troubles. This is something I think that we have kind of begun to accept as a norm in our culture, because we are just so mean to our bodies on a nutritional level that we look at digestive disruptions, things like fatigue after eating, upset stomach, intermittent constipation and diarrhea as just normal parts of life. And they're really a signal from the body telling us, hey, there's something going wrong here. There's something going on that is attacking us, that's making us have to be defensive. Chronic congestion or respiratory infections kind of runs along the same lines as the digestive troubles. Often these are early indications of a food intolerance or chronic over-acidity of the body. Something is going on with the body where it's attacking the respiratory system and we're producing all of this extra mucus and things going on in the body to try and protect ourselves from something that's attacking us or making us feel like we are being attacked. There's something foreign in the body that we need to be protected from, which is the job of mucus. You know, mucus kind of encapsulates pollen particles and viruses and bacteria that we respirate in or we breathe in, and it gets wrapped around those to keep those foreign particles from wreaking havoc and damaging our body. And then the body gets rid of those things by eliminating the mucus. We get a runny nose, we cough it up, all of those things. And often, you know, likewise with the digestive troubles, we tend to override or suppress the symptoms, you know, the signals from the body that there's something going on because, well, they're inconvenient and they stop us from our everyday life. And so we override these signals and these symptoms that come up early on, and the body isn't able to get rid of it. We don't get rid of the problem. We just mask the symptoms, and they compound and they get worse with time. Fatigue is another one. It is probably the next to inflammation, the most common symptom for any autoimmune disorder is fatigue and unexplained fatigue. Not, you know, I worked a 15-hour shift and I'm really tired. Not, I've been working 7 days straight. You know, I've been up taking care of family. Just unexplained fatigue. I don't have more than 3 hours of productive time in a day and I just really need a nap. Also depression. Depression tends to come along with this because, you know, we're depleted of many vitamins and minerals by the time we get to this stage of autoimmune dysfunction. And so we're missing B vitamins, we're missing precursors to serotonin and dopamine and all of those things that help us maintain a steady mood, and we become depressed. We often have chronic pain that's unexplained. Nobody can give us any answers, and we kind of get to this place where emotionally and mentally we're a little hopeless. Often the medical community will say, you know, sorry, there's nothing else that we can do. And unfortunately, that's probably the most common theme that I hear from patients who come to see me in my office. I'm kind of their last resort. They come to me because the medical community has told them there's nothing else that we can do. And, you know, we get in and we find the underlying cause, and what do you know, the symptoms start to dissipate. They start to go away. Low-grade fevers, difficulty concentrating, general weakness. These two are indications that, you know, there's something going on in the body that the immune system is just so overwhelmed it can't keep up. And the body can't get enough energy or enough of what it needs to manage to eliminate the source of the problem as well as maintain general function and do any repairs. Unexplained and rapid weight gain or weight loss. This would be another indication that there's something going on with the immune system. Also, brittle hair or loss of hair. Often this is associated with thyroid issues, which, as we discussed earlier, both Graves and Hashimoto's are considered autoimmune. So we're looking at a lot of the common symptoms of all of these different disorders. And, you know, One that is most often overlooked is just general nervousness and anxiety. And often this accompanies things like chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and digestive, you know, chronic digestive things like Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. Because the nervous system has been under attack along with the immune system. You know, the nervous system is responsible for sending the signals for every single thing in the body. And if it's trying to maintain cognitive function and it's trying to maintain immune function and get the signals to the right cells to go and fight this infection off or fight this invader off and repair this area, and that's constantly going on, it gets bombarded with all of this and, again, overworked. And so the medical community really has come up with a couple of things to battle the symptoms, but not really to get in and get to the underlying cause. Make sure you guys stay tuned. This week's wait, what moment, we're going to review the label of the drug AZT, a common HIV and autoimmune medication. So don't miss that. Now, many of the treatments that are used by the medical community really are used to suppress the symptoms. Drugs in particular are one that I see across the board with just about every autoimmune disorder, whether it be rheumatoid arthritis or Hashimoto's disease or Graves' disease or Addison's disease. And what happens is that these drugs actually suppress the function of the immune system. They're protease inhibitors, and protease is necessary for fueling your immune cells. Also, we see the use of chemotherapy and radiation therapy, particularly in the case of the thyroid. Anytime that we have Graves' disease or hyperactivity of the thyroid, chemotherapy and radiation therapy are often used to stop the overproduction of thyroid hormones, which eventually lends to that thyroid becoming dysfunctional and being underproductive, or to the Hashimoto's disease, or hypo underactivity of the thyroid. And this is used in other autoimmune diseases as well. And across the board, this really seems to be all that the medical community has for us, our drugs and therapy. How do we suppress the symptoms? How do we suppress that rather than working to correct the cause? We have to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to discuss natural care and repair of a dysfunctional immune system. But we would like to thank our sponsors at DC Chiropractic in Warren, Ohio, your one-stop shop for all of your holistic needs in chiropractic and naturopathic medicine, as well as massage services. You can contact them today at 330-505-3515 or on Facebook at DC Space Chiro. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Rising Through It.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
What causes us to be sick? We're not talking about the actual illness or the scientific cause of illnesses. We're talking about your body and health. Listen for the healing whisper of return to peace. Each week, host Dr. Marianne Chase shows you how to listen to your heart to identify poor health, stress, and disease. You'll learn how to heal energetically and spiritually, as well as physically. It's time to depend less on the drugs and more on the heart. The Healing Whisper airs live every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
How is your health? Do you want to know more about it? Every day there are new technologies, procedures, and healing techniques coming forward. To understand them, tune in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. Our guests come from different backgrounds in the fields of health and healing. We'll discuss new realities and modalities, from chiropractic to metagenics. It's all designed to improve your quality of life. Speaking of Health is heard live every Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Tune into the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Rising Through It with Dr. Danielle McDuff. To reach the program today, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drdanny@phoenixhouseohio.com. That's drdanny@phoenixhouseohio.com. Now, back to Rising Through It. Here's Dr. Danny.
Welcome back, folks. This is Rising Through It, and I'm your host, Dr. Danny. Today, we have been talking about autoimmune dysfunction and the myths surrounding autoimmune diseases. And before the break, we were really discussing some of the indications of autoimmune dysfunction and really what autoimmune dysfunction or what an autoimmune disease is. In a nutshell, autoimmune dysfunction or autoimmune diseases are a group of symptoms that occur when the immune system has not had the opportunity to kind of rest itself. It's constantly in defense mode, constantly working to defend the body against invaders. And it's very similar to the guy who's been up on, you know, a triple shift, working 12-hour shifts, 36 hours straight, trying to just do the general things in life. You know, at that point, it's very difficult to maintain concentration. It's difficult to maintain function of your motor skills sometimes. The body just really wants to shut down and rest. And particularly higher brain function isn't working right. And with the immune system, what happens is kind of the higher brain function of your immune cells, the part that tells them, this is what I need to attack, begins to get a little blurry. And so what we find is inflammation that it comes into play. And often it's chronic inflammation. It's not something that just is there for a little while to help with eliminating something in a particular area. It's widespread throughout the body, and it's ongoing. Unexplained aches and pains. There's been no trauma. There's been nothing to explain why something would hurt. Chronic digestive troubles, congestion and respiratory infections chronically, you know, fatigue for no real reason, you know, not that we've been up for 36 hours and we're just really, really tired, but just, you know, hey, I've been up for 4 hours and wow, I need to go back to bed. Low-grade fever, difficulty concentrating, you know, higher brain function is very difficult to maintain when the body is constantly in defense mode. If you think about it, when we activate that fight or flight response, when the body is ready for defense or to just get out of here in the hopes of self-preservation, we're not thinking, you know, we're not thinking about poetry and we're not thinking about, you know, math problems. We're not doing those things. We are strictly in survival mode. And that's often what happens when the body gets to this point where we're in that area that's been classified as autoimmune dysfunction. General weakness, rapid and unexplained weight loss and gain, and nervousness, just the nervous system generally being shot. And typically how these are handled in the medical community is to suppress the symptoms, suppress what is supposed to be dysfunctioning. Let's stop the immune system by making it weaker, because it's turning on itself. That's the paradigm of the medical community. And what's really happening is that, you know, it's the immune system is just overworked and confused. And what we need to do is take away those things that are creating that. And instead, what happens in the medical community is that drugs are used to suppress the immune function. And this is pretty typical across the board, whether it be for HIV, rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, any of them. Often, these inhibitors are given to depress or suppress the function of the immune system. And that leaves us susceptible to other infections. Also, particularly in the case of thyroid, you know, things like chemotherapy and radiation therapy are used to hinder overactivity of the thyroid, and eventually it leads to the thyroid malfunctioning, being underproductive. And I see this so often where, you know, people come to me after just nothing is working. Nothing is working. Really, the cure seems to be worse than the disease. And autoimmunity is the label that's placed on diseases that the medical community really can't identify a cause. And I mentioned this earlier. It used to be called idiopathic, meaning no known cause. And now we've started calling them autoimmune diseases. The immune system is turning on itself. And what we don't often get told is that the causes for these diseases are linked to other areas of the body. You know, we're synergistic machines. And there's no system in the body that's not affected by another system. Particularly, I think this is true with the digestive system, because this is kind of where our body starts to get its fuel. You know, we start by ingesting food, which is the primary source of fuel for us. And in the digestive system, if there is some sort of disruption in that function, whether it be not being able to absorb properly, or you know, the digestion itself is disrupted because we're eating something that we're allergic to, the body goes into defense and it shuts down the digestive system, or because we've combined our foods improperly and we've taken away some of the tools that help us to break down that fuel and put it into use, then we become toxic. We're not able to efficiently get rid of the toxins because some of that fuel then goes to help cleanse and rebuild the body. And we're not getting to use that effectively. So the toxins build up in the body. And that kind of creates this vicious circle that leads to so many of the symptoms that then get kind of grouped together and labeled in a diagnosis as some sort of autoimmune disease. You know, it's estimated that 50 billion people in the U.S. are affected by autoimmune diseases, and that's billion with a B. That's a lot of people to be affected by autoimmune disease, and that's just an estimate. You know, there are other people out there who are going through the early stages of what later get diagnosed as autoimmune disorders, And they're really suffering with it, and they're not getting answers. They're not getting answers to why they feel the way they do or why the body is reacting the way that it is. And really, it's so important in the care of these diseases that we get to the underlying cause. And sometimes the testing is inaccurate at best. And this is particularly true for HIV. Did you know that the test that checks for HIV does not actually check for the virus itself? It checks for specific protein markers in the blood. I bet right about now you're asking the same thing that I did. Why does the test look for specific protein markers and not the virus itself? And it turns out that the actual virus has never been scientifically identified. And so it's really difficult to test for a virus that's never been identified. And interestingly enough, these proteins that they look for in the HIV test, they're present if you have recently been or are currently on antibiotics, and also if you are or have recently been pregnant. And what often ensues after this is this onslaught of medical treatment for these diseases that leads to the demise and the devitalization of the body. Rarely do I hear that someone died of AIDS. It's often, you know, AIDS complications. And on more than one occasion with, you know, friends and family members, we were really shocked because, well, they were so healthy. You would have never known they were sick. And that's something that's heard frequently in the case of HIV. And what I have noticed is this trend of people who are seemingly healthy and they get checked for whatever reason the doctor deems it appropriate. And particularly in the case of pregnant women where HIV testing is becoming mandatory, that can be very dangerous because what they're looking for is often there when you are pregnant. And then this onslaught of drugs comes about, and these drugs kill the immune system. The immune system, which is our only protection against outside invaders, we break that down and we kill it and we suppress it to the point that it's no longer effective, and then we get pneumonia. Then we get some other infection that our body can't fight off because it no longer has the tools. The mechanism that we were inherently designed with to help protect us is not functioning. And then we see that. There are a few very simple ways. And again, you know, I keep coming to this. It's very simple to correct these different kinds of diseases show after show. The top 5 ways to beat autoimmune disease. Eat lots of raw, fresh fruits and veggies, and include things like raw juicing. This gets an immense amount of good cleansing and building nutrients into the body to help clean out any toxicity, to help fight off bacteria, to help boost the immune system, as well as to rebuild. Exercise and relax, you know, meditation, strength building, yoga, etc. These are things that help bring the body's natural pH back into balance. Rather than being too acidic and creating inflammation and creating a whole host of other problems, this helps the body actually get to a place where it can maintain a balance and start to repair. We have to take our final break of the hour. When we come back, we're going to finish this discussion. I'll give you the rest of the top 5 ways to beat autoimmune disease. We're going to have our wait, wait, what moment and this week's moment of wisdom. I'm Dr. Danny. Stay where you are. We'll be right back with Rising Through It.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Running is one of the fastest growing sports, with everyday people stepping it up and training for that next big race goal. The In-Flight Running Show with Coach Michael Merlino is your guide to running, whether you're just getting started or training for the Boston Marathon. By paying attention to and following the tips offered by Michael and his guests, you'll be able to take your running to new heights and reach your next finish line with confidence. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness. Every weekend, take some time out of your schedule for New Reflections featuring Dr. Adam Rubenstein. It's a show about all things aesthetic, from skincare to plastic surgery, health and beauty.
You'll learn about the aesthetic products and procedures to embrace or avoid. Each show will feature live, virtual, interactive consultations that you'll be able to follow along with and featured guests from the world of beauty and aesthetics. Listen Saturdays at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific, for New Reflections with Dr. Adam Rubenstein on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the Internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Rising Through It with Dr. Danielle McDuff. To reach the program today, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drdanny@phoenixhouseohio.com. That's drdanny@phoenixhouseohio.com. Now, back to Rising Through It. Here's Dr. Danny.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Rising Through It, and I'm your host, Dr. Danny. Today, we have been talking about autoimmune diseases and dispelling the myths about autoimmune dysfunction. And before the break, we were talking about the top five ways to beat autoimmune disease. And the first couple of them are actually kind of redundant from a lot of the things that I've talked about in the past. And the reason for that is because really, beating any kind of disease, repairing and healing the body, comes down to the basic building blocks of the body. So very first thing, first way to beat autoimmune disease is to eat lots of raw, fresh fruits and vegetables, and incorporate things like live juicing, where you get the produce and juice it and drink it directly from the juicer within 2 hours of juicing the produce. Exercise and relax. I think we tend to overlook the importance of this. We need to move. Our bodies need to move. Our lymphatic system, which is an important part of our immune system, relies on us moving to keep it circulating through the body. The contraction and release of the muscles actually pushes the lymphatic fluid through the lymph system. Unlike the cardiovascular system, which has a pump, the heart, our lymphatic system doesn't have that. It requires us to move. So things like strength building and yoga and, you know, some cardiovascular activity, but really minor. We really shouldn't get into those high heartbeats, you know, the cardiovascular training range when we have autoimmune symptoms, because this puts stress on the adrenal glands, which can exacerbate the problem. So staying in like the fat burn and warm-up zone is enough. That gets the lymphatic system going. It helps with drainage. It helps the body to produce good hormones. And meditation as well. We really underestimate the importance of relaxing in our society. We are such a go, go, go society that we forget that we need time to recharge. We need time to stop, unplug, and just do nothing in order to give the body time to relax and to really kind of repair itself and hit the reset button. The third thing to get you on that road to beating autoimmune diseases, I think it is extremely important to have a coach in your corner. Find a holistic health practitioner to help guide you through this process and assess the progress. It may be a time when you need medical intervention. Holistic care, whether it be from a functional medicine doctor, a naturopath, a holistic health practitioner, a homeopath, or some other holistic practitioner, there may come a time when there needs to either be a partnership with a medical doctor or that you need to transfer into care with a medical doctor. And it's good to have all of those players on your team. So get a good holistic practitioner, have that coach in your corner. Number four, get checked for underlying factors. Things like hidden infections, yeast overgrowth, bacteria, heavy metal toxicity, and food allergies are often overlooked when trying to diagnose a person with all of these symptoms. And finding those underlying factors is really the key to correcting the symptoms, to eliminating the symptoms by correcting the cause and getting rid of the cause. And number five, clear your gut. Toxicity in the gut really makes it extremely difficult for the body to absorb nutrients and put them into use. And this helps us remove toxicity and repair the body appropriately. When we're not getting those tools, we're not getting those nutrients, it's impossible for us to effectively get rid of anything that's making us toxic and causing issues in the body that lead to these overwhelming symptoms or to the inflammation and the use of drugs to help stave off any of those symptoms, as well as all of the other chronic aches and the symptoms that come from that. Often inflammation is the first one, and it's overlooked because it's minor. You know, the body starts with very subtle indications that there's a problem, and when that doesn't get our attention, it begins to escalate those symptoms until we get to a point where we really can't ignore it because it's disrupting our life. So that's really important. And above all else, do all of these things together. Each one of these is a way to beat autoimmune disease, but it's not a standalone. Having someone in your corner to help guide you, eating very well, making sure that you're exercising and relaxing, finding the underlying causes, and getting rid of the underlying causes, particularly gut toxicity. These are things that need to be done together because they work synergistically to help heal the body, to help get rid of the underlying causes, get the body to a point where it's not constantly on defense and has the ability to kind of hit the reset button and get us to a place where the body begins to breathe easily and we're able to utilize those building blocks from our foods, the nutrients, the amino acids, all of those things to begin repair. And it's impossible to get to that place if you're not addressing all five of those factors. If you don't know what the underlying cause is and you're only treating the symptoms, you're not going to get as good a results as you would if you do. You're going to get some results maybe, but eventually you're going to hit that plateau. That's where most of us go wrong, is that we get to a place where we're like, oh yeah, that's working. And then we plateau and we're like, well, it didn't really work. But the reality is it did work. You're just missing a piece of the puzzle. You need that next piece, the next ingredient in the recipe to get us to that next level. It is time for this week's wait, what moment?
What?
And this comes directly from the label of the drug AZT. And this is commonly used for HIV and as an immune suppressant for other autoimmune diseases. And on the label, it says, toxic with a skull and crossbones. Toxic by inhalation, in contact with the skin, and if swallowed. Target organs that it will affect. Blood, bone, marrow. If you feel unwell, seek medical advice. Wear suitable protective clothing. This drug that we are administering to people to try and help them be well is toxic to the point that they're recommending wearing suitable protective clothing, you know, biohazard suits. God love them. For this week's moment of wisdom, I would like to pose a question. Why, in a country where we're supposed to have the best healthcare system in the world, do we have so many diseases and conditions, medical treatments, that focus on suppression of the symptoms rather than correcting the cause? This is a question that we should be asking every time we visit our doctor. Is what we're doing working to correct the cause, or are we just suppressing the symptoms? Join us next week as we take a look at the many benefits of chiropractic care. I'm Dr. Danny. That's my time for this week. Thank you for joining me. Until next time, happy healing.
Thank you for joining Dr. Danny for Rising Through It. Our program airs live every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Please tune in again for another edition of our program next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.